Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is great to be with you. There's no doubt that the cost of living is continuing to put pressure on the finances of many Australian households at the moment. It's an issue we're all well and truly familiar with at this point, but one of the less talked about areas here is the intersection between the cost of living crisis and the impact it can have on people's credit health. So to talk about that and to dish out some practical tips for us on the credit front, I'm pleased to welcome back friend of the show and credit reporting expert at consumer education website Credit Smart, Jerry Kremen. Jerry, it's great to have you with us again.
It's great to be here. I love our chats. Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into things, it's worth saying, though, that if you'd like to brush up your knowledge on all things credit and credit scores, then you can go back and listen to episode 45 of Friends with Money, which feels like a long time ago now, but it happens to feature Jerry as well. So go and have a listen to that if you're interested. So to set the groundwork for us, Jerry, Credit Smart has recently done some research on the cost of living and how Australians are engaging and dealing with it. So what did you find?
Yeah, so we all know that there is a cost of living crisis going on at the moment. Our research found 50% of Australians have experienced financial stress in the past 12 months, and 87% of those say that the stress is partly or wholly down to cost of living. So we can talk a little bit about what's happening in people's wallets. So because of that, 85% of Australians have changed their spending behaviour over the last 6 months. So that's things like reviewing their personal budget and cutting down on everyday basics. That's a really big one for me, cutting down on everyday basics. So 44% of Australians have cut down on everyday basics. Another 23% have cut down on the discretionary spending like clothes or going out. Otherwise, we've got 28% of Australians shopping around more and comparing prices. Some concerning stuff as well. 15% are digging into savings for their everyday basics, and 10% are using credit more for those everyday expenses as well. And there's also, because of that, an increase in general anxiety around credit health as well. So the number of Australians who say that they feel their credit health is under control has dropped from 65% to 59%. And when it comes to how people are kind of interacting with their existing credit obligations and bills that are coming through, 49% of Australians say they're actually struggling to meet their usual bills and credit repayments at the moment.
Obviously, one of the groups that's got a lot of attention during this cost of living crisis, and, you know, rightly so, is mortgage holders. So did your research reveal anything about whether people with home loans or loans in general are having to increasingly reach out for support?
Yeah, unsurprisingly, that is the case. So with the increased interest rates, it's affecting mortgage holders as well as renters. And I think we're all kind of aware of that by now as well. So 53% of Australians have seen their housing costs go up in the last 6 months. But just focusing in on the mortgage holders, 77% of mortgage holders have experienced an increase in their housing costs over the last 6 months. And 55% have had some level of struggle to meet their bills and repayment commitments as well. So as a result of that, we've got nearly 50% of mortgage holders that have needed assistance from their lender over the last 18 months. So that can be something like a payment pause or a reduction in loan repayments. So when I say, nearly 50% of mortgage holders needing that help, I'd also note, unfortunately, not everyone who needs it has reached out to a lender. We're seeing more people having that conversation, which is really positive. There's certainly more awareness that that conversation is there to be had and that your lender wants to help you. But only 28% of people have actually gone and accessed the kind of support frameworks that lenders have for times when you are struggling to make those repayments.
And how important is it for those people who are struggling with their loan repayments to reach out to their bank or their lender? And what are the consequences, I guess, of not doing so?
Yep. So the single most important thing, the single best thing you can do if you're struggling with your repayments, whether it's a mortgage, credit card, any type of credit, is to speak to your lender. So that is the most important thing you can do. And that message is getting through. Lenders have done a lot of work over the last few years to build the support frameworks for customers to be able to reach out to them. And we've also done a lot of work to increase awareness so that customers do know that they can have that conversation. Nobody wants to have the conversation, but we're ready for that conversation, you know. So our research also showed that 52% of people are likely to seek advice from their bank or their credit provider if they are struggling with their repayments, which is a really good increase over previous years. So I would say if you are struggling to make your repayments, it's so important to contact your lender as soon as possible and see what they might be able to offer you. They might be able to offer you a repayment plan or hardship assistance. And that kind of assistance is going to help you manage the now and deal with your current repayment obligations. It's also going to safeguard your future credit health though. So I can't emphasize this enough. Sticking your head in the sand is not a long-term solution. It's not any kind of solution. And I also just want to stress the dangers of taking on new credit to repay existing debt as well. It's just kicking the can down the road, but the can is getting bigger, you know? It's not the approach to take. You just need to reach out to your lender in the first instance. We spoke earlier about what's happening in people's wallets with the cost of living crisis, but there's also something happening at the dinner table. So we've also seen, as a result of this cost of living crisis, an increase in conversations with friends and family around finances and around the cost of living. And that's really healthy. We would love to see those conversations happen at any time, not just when it's tough. But we've seen 29% of people saying that they are talking to family and friends about finances, and that's a really significant lift. And when we asked people who had experienced financial stress over the last 12 months, what kinds of things have you done to help manage that stress? 45% said that they've spoken with family and friends. And so overall, I think conversations are happening both at the dinner table with lenders, with financial counselors. We just want to encourage more of those conversations.
Obviously, people are very much in tune with their finances at the moment by the sounds of it. But is there any evidence that they're looking at their credit reports more often as well? And is it something worth doing?
Absolutely. So credit health, like medical health, I guess, is something that you think about more when you need it or when it's kind of front of mind. So we always see people interacting more with their credit health when it comes to looking at a big purchase or something like that. Right now, we're seeing more people using credit for everyday basics. We've seen a steady increase in unsecured lending to get by. So that's more buy now, pay later products, more personal loans, payday loans, borrowing from friends and family. So credit is definitely more front of mind for people. And as a result, we do see more people checking their credit report. So we were up to almost 60% of Australians have checked their credit report in the last 12 months. And 12 months ago, that was just 50%. So it's really important to take care of your credit health in difficult times. It is an important personal asset. It's an area of personal finances that you can take control of. You can access your credit report for free every 3 months from each of the credit reporting bodies. It's something that we would want people to do not just when times are tough. It's something that, you know, it provides a long-term view of how you interact with credit. So as much as people do kind of interact with it more when credit is front of mind, we'd love for people to kind of, you know, check their credit report regularly and don't just wait until they need it.
Before we let you go, Jerry, I'd love to know if you have any practical tips or advice for people who are struggling at the moment.
The most important tip I have is that if you are struggling to make your repayments, reach out to your lender. It's never too early to start that conversation. Just be honest, be upfront about your situation. You might have to provide supporting documents, but start the conversation early. I'd also say the golden rule of credit that applies at all times is only take on the credit that you can afford to repay. And in these times, I really want to highlight the dangers of taking on credit to pay off credit. And otherwise, in the current circumstances, educating yourself about your credit health has never been more important. So do get that copy of your credit report, understand the information that's in there, check if the information is correct. You can go to creditsmart.org.au. We've got all the information on how to access your credit report and how to, you know, break it down and understand what's actually in there. Finally, really important, prioritize mental health and well-being. So we know there's that really healthy increase in talking to family and friends and reaching out for support. And we can see that this is so much more than a financial issue. This is a social issue as well. And we know that financial stress can really impact mental health. So do reach out to free mental health support like Lifeline and Beyond Blue as well.
We're going to have to wrap things up for today, Jerry, but this has been such an interesting and, you know, hopefully useful episode for people. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Before we go, don't forget that you can keep up to date with all the latest financial news on our website by heading over to moneymag.com.au, or you can get in contact using our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast, though, but we'll be right back in your feeds next week. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.